Timothy 2:22, I believe. So here Paul's talking to Timothy, and he tells Timothy to flee youthful lusts. And, you know, those youthful lusts, those are going to be things you're going to, if you're pursuing youthful lusts, you're pursuing things in your own strength, those things aren't going to lead, they're certainly not going to lead to peace. But rather, here he says in verse 22, is it, I think it's a, oh no, but it's a deh, it's not an Allah. But follow, and the idea of follow is pursue righteousness, love, peace. So here we have peace along with love and faith, three aspects of the fruit that you're going to pursue or follow them, with them that call on the Lord out from a pure heart, out from a pure heart. And so it's interesting when you see that reference to a pure heart, because the only way a Christian can have a pure heart, now remember the pure heart is the larger term. It's the mind, the emotions, and the will. We have to have a purified soul. We're going to have to be living above the sin nature to have a pure heart. And so let me just... let's just go back quickly at 1 Peter 1:22 just to support that statement. Yes, that's it. 1 Peter 1:22. So here we have, seeing you have purified your souls by obeying the truth. So here, obeying the truth, the body of doctrine of how you're going to have victory, living free from serving the sin nature. Seeing you have purified your souls by obeying the truth through the Spirit, not self-effort, unto unfeigned fondness of the brethren, see that you love one another out from a pure heart, ek preposition, out from a pure heart, fervently. And so that soul, the sin nature has the potential, let me say it this way, the sin nature has the potential to pollute the heart through the soul. And so being able to put the truth into practice so we can live free from serving the sin nature, then allows us to be doing things out from a pure heart. And so, anyway, that ties us back, that ties us back to that 2 Timothy 2:22 passage. And so let's go ahead and we'll go over to Philippians 4, which I know that's the passage you were probably anticipating I was going to. But in Philippians chapter 4, very important verse and section. And so, you know, we have to have the fruit to be able to direct the fruit. And when we go into Philippians 4 here, let me just pick up in 4:4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Now, the word for rejoice here is the verbal form of the root of our word for joy. And so it's this idea, it's a present active imperative. It has the idea of continually rejoice or have joy, habitually. So this is talking, it's a spiritual Christian. I'm sitting, the context is here. We're talking about a spiritual Christian here. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. And so the word moderation, this word has the idea of reasonableness in judging. And so a lot of times it can be just translated reasonable. Let it be known. Let it be experientially known to all men. Now this word reasonableness, it has the idea of reasonable in judging, trusting in God in spite of any injustice or circumstance. And so I think Pastor Dave did a word study on this I'm afraid to think of how long ago that was because I don't know, but time flies. So it's probably not as recent as I think it was. But he suggested sweet reasonableness here, which is good. But I kind of like this idea of, you know, this sweet reasonableness in trusting in God in spite of any injustice or circumstance. And he's saying, let it be experientially known unto all men. He says, the Lord is at hand. The Lord is near. And so you have that reference. Now we come down to verse 6, and this is where this is an important verse for a lot of Christians. It says, be careful for nothing. It has the idea to have an anxious concern based upon apprehension about possible danger or misfortune, to be worried about. And I think that was, I didn't make a note on, I think that was Thayer. I could be wrong. It was one of the lexicons I took a look at. I didn't make a note there. But it's to have an anxious concern based upon apprehension about possible danger or misfortune, to be worried about. And so it's the idea to be anxious. And here Paul's saying, be anxious for nothing. Now you have a strong contrast, so I can say, but rather, in everything, by prayer and supplication. And so the word here, prayer, it's prayer of worship, the worship quality, and supplication, a good translation here. Form of communication, where the believer is communicating to God for help that involves unknown needs. And so here he says, but in everything by prayer of worship and supplication after thanksgivings, meta with the accuser, we're going to translate it after, thanksgivings is plural, let your request be made known unto God, in verse 7, and the peace of God. We could translate it the peace from God, because I believe he's talking about the aspect of the fruit, peace. The peace from God, which a guard that's guarding the city from within and is controlling all who go out or in. And so this picture here with this word, that the peace from God shall guard your hearts. Remember, your hearts is the larger term. Your mind, your emotions, and your will, and your mind. And the word for mind is the result of your mind, or your, and so they would just translate this, your thoughts. And so the peace from God, it's going to guard, it's going to be a sentry, if you will. It's going to guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. And so if you haven't made that change, please do. It's an end preposition. It's going to guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. And so this is peace. Peace is going to act as a guarding sentry, if you will, to your heart and your thoughts as far as what goes out and what comes in. You have a lot of thoughts that want to get in and displace the thoughts that should be there. Well, peace is going to guard that. It's going to be a sentry. It's going to be a guard. And so this is a supernatural. It goes beyond comprehension. And it's something that God provides to us. And so we don't arrive at this in our own strengths. We're dependent upon the Holy Spirit. And then we can direct it. And so that's important. Down in verse 9, let me just pick up this because we have the use of the God of peace here in verse 9. And he says, these things, King James doesn't have this phrase, but consider ye. So these things consider ye, which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. The God of peace shall be with you, associated with you. You're going to be experiencing his quality of peace. You're going to have this unruffledness of mind, regardless of what the outcome is going to be. You're going to be able to face the outcomes without fear, because God has provided something supernatural that we can't do independently of Him. And so, so we need this guard. We need this sentry in our lives. let me just turn over to 1 John 5:14. Well, I either can't read my writing or I have a wrong reference, so I'm going to skip that. So I'm going to go to one last place. I want to go. We were here a couple of weeks ago, but in the Epistle to the Colossians. And so in chapter 3, Paul is talking about putting on the new man, being clothed with the new man, your position in Christ. And so we see this, I'm going to start up in verse 9. It says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with its practices and have put on the new man, which is renewed in a full knowledge after the image of him that created him. In him is, but Christ is all and in all. And then, so Christian, put on therefore, as elect ones of God, holy and beloved, vows of compassion, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. So we have three aspects of the fruit there in verse 12. He goes on, forbearing one another, the idea of bearing with one another, and forgiving yourselves. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Now we come to a fourth aspect of the fruit in verse 14. And above all these things, put on agape love, which is the bond of maturity, the bond that brings maturity or the bond of maturity. And let the peace from Christ rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body. And be ye thankful. And so here, it's interesting when we come to this word. And so I read it that way in the King James. It says the peace of God. There's a textual variation. So you could, I went with the peace of or from Christ here. But let the peace from Christ rule in your hearts. Now the word that they translated rule, brabeo, it just means to judge or umpire in the public games. And so this word to rule, it's the idea to rule or judge as an umpire. And so you're going to let peace umpire in your hearts. And so peace can act as a sentry, as a guard, but it can also act as a judge, and it can umpire in your hearts. So when you let peace be the umpire and call the strikes and the balls, to call the safe and the out, that can be a standard for which this supernatural unruffledness of mind, it can take a look at the things that are in the heart and say, that doesn't measure up. That's out of here. Or, that's safe, that stays. And so let the peace from Christ rule in your hearts. It's supernatural. It's realized in the realm of the human spirit. There's a lot of things that want to get into the mind and affect the heart and our decisions that are going to be trouble, that are going to trouble our minds. They're going to cause us distress. They're going to try and motivate us to move from our own strength and from fear. Peace is the opposite of that. And so again, peace can give us a supernatural ability then to move forward with an untroubled mind into the will of God, regardless of what the outcome might be. If it's the will of God, it's the best thing. His plan is the best plan. And so again, you can see how these different aspects of the truth, they work together to provide us these supernatural things, and it enables us to be doing the will of God. That can be the top priority. It's not making lists of the pros and the cons and what will give me the least amount of anxiety, right? That's what I'm going to do. No, it's being filled by the Spirit, letting Him make up where we lack in Christ-likeness, and pursue the will of God, doing those things that He has for us while we're here on earth. We allow ourselves to be used of Him and to be a part of His plan and purposes, carrying out His decree, His plan. His plan is the best plan. And boy, are we privileged to be a part of it in a unique and special way. And so peace is a very important aspect of the fruit. And it's one that we all need to have from God to be guarding our hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You for this day. We thank You for Your word. We're thankful that we have peace facing You from our position in Christ, and we're thankful that we have peace from You as we're filled by the Spirit. So we're thankful for that potential. May we be those that are continuing to learn how to use and direct these different aspects of the fruit, and we're thankful for that potential to have an unruffledness of mind regardless of what the circumstances or outcomes may be. We thank You now in Christ's name. Amen.